Shalom, everybody. When Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim and were cornered at the Yam Suf, the Torah says in Parshas Beshalach in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yud, Ufaro he creaved, Paro drew near, Vayisu v'nei Yisrael eseinehem, Bnei Yisrael lifted up their eyes, v'hine Mitzrayim noseya acharehem, the Egyptians were marching after them, Vayiru me'od, Bnei Yisrael were very afraid. Vayitzaku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem. Bnei Yisrael cried out to Hashem. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, based on the Mechilta and on the Medrash Tanchuma, that when Bnei Yisrael cried out to Hashem, it means tafsu umanus avosam. They adopted the craft of their forefathers, tefillah. They adopted the craft of their forefathers. And many Mefarshim ask a very basic question on this Rashi. What's the Chiddush here? What new idea is Rashi introducing with this explanation? Obviously, Bnei Yisrael did a beautiful thing by davening. They were in trouble, and they davened. So I've discussed this idea in two previous FMTs. If you'd like to hear them, please WhatsApp me privately. For today's FMT, I'd like to share a beautiful idea from Rav Yerucham Levavitz, the Mashkiach of Mir, who died in 1936. He discusses this in his Sefer Das Torah on the Chumash, on Sefer Shmos, on Parshas Beshalach, and he says the following beautiful idea. If we think for a minute about the predicament of Bnei Yisrael, we can understand immediately how powerfully desperate and worried Bnei Yisrael were. In front of them was the impassable, impenetrable Yam Suf. Behind them, the powerful Egyptians, who were also Bnei Yisrael's slave masters for the last 210 years. So physically and psychologically, the Egyptians were seemingly unconquerable. And all around Bnei Yisrael was the Midbar with wild animals and no prospects for food or water or protection. So it's fully understandable that Bnei Yisrael were very, very, very scared. They were petrified. They were desperate. So what did they do? Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael el Hashem. They cried out to Hashem. And how? Tafsu umanus avosam. They cried out just like Avram did, just like Yitzchak did, just like Yaakov did. And how did they daven? The Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, tells us in the name of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov instituted the three tfilos that we say every day. In Parshas Vayera, in Bereishis, Perek Yotes, Pakzukov Zayin, the Torah says that after Hashem destroyed Sdom, and after Lot and his family were saved, Avraham davened. And the Torah tells us, the Gemara tells us that at the end of Parshas Chayei Sarah, in Perek Chavdalid Pasuk Samach Gimel, the Torah says that Yitzchak davened in the afternoon. And in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, in Perek Chavches Pasuk Yir Aleph, the Torah says that Yaakov davened at night. So the Avos davened, and when Bnei Yisrael davened at the Yam Suf, they davened like the way the Avos did. And Rav Yerucham says that when the Medrash and Rashi say that when Bnei Yisrael cried out to Hashem at the Yam Suf, and the Avos did, just like the Avos did, and Bnei Yisrael were tafsu umanus avosam, we have to ask a question. At first glance, it does not seem that the Avos were davening with any sense of urgency, with any sense of desperation. But the Medrash and Rashi teach us the opposite. Bnei Yisrael cried out, and they did what the Avos did. In other words, even though the Avos didn't seem to be in danger when they davened, they didn't seem to be pressured when they davened, they didn't seem to be scared when they davened, but they were. Just like Bnei Yisrael at the Yam Suf, Bnei Yisrael learned at the Yam Suf how to daven from the Avos. The Avos were at the level of urgency that the Bnei Yisrael had at the Yam Suf, and the Avos were at that level of urgency every time they davened. They always felt desperate. They always felt in great need. They always felt that they were in a state of min hametzar karasika. They always needed to cry out to God. at the Yamsuf, B'nai Yisrael adopted the craft of tefillah straight from the Avos. B'nai Yisrael learned then, and we need to learn now, how to view our tefillah as being urgent. We rely on Hashem and only Hashem, and we cry out to Him with urgency, regardless of how we happen to feel at that particular moment. Have an amazing day, everyone!